Setup, track 13. Partner-focused questions. It's good to review this section even if you don't have a business partner. And certainly if you mix finances with someone like a wife or a husband, they may not have their name on the business papers, but they are affected by your business decisions. Yes, hate to break that one to you, but it's true. The decisions an entrepreneur makes affects those that rely on this entrepreneur, financially and emotionally. You can ask my wife, you can ask my daughter. It's true. There may be no partner in the picture at all. However, if there is, these questions are critically important. Now, is your partner, if applicable, a friend or relative? If he or she is close to you, keep in mind the importance of this relationship. If you're going to have a partner, here is the best way to reduce compromising your relationship. Yes, even if they are your best friend or family member, define to the finest detail your roles and responsibilities. See the organizational structure section on this also. All of your expectations. And then have them reviewed by a non-biased third party, not your mom. And be sure that they have a business background. Review all these items in detail. Next, define exactly how all the money is going to be divided up, to the penny. And yes, if it's your baby, it's your idea, and you're driving it harder, you should get more of the profits, even if it's just 10% more. But with that said, you need to consider the ego of the partner as well. Can he or she handle you getting more? Third, you need to have clauses defining exactly how you may buy each other out and for how much if one party decides to leave. Don't ever let the other party walk without a financial payoff, even if it's minimal. They will forever feel that you gypped them and you'll have the 500-pound gorilla between you guys forever. Finally, sign a document agreeing to these roles and responsibilities. By the way, a great email string, a conversation between two partners, is a nice piece of document to have and keep in your email folder, assuming it's under your password. Consider this a prenup and be sure to understand the reason that you're doing this. You want to remain friends, first and foremost, because all the money in the world won't buy you that relationship again. In fact, I often will tell people when they're consulting with me around partner issues, is I will tell them, or even just a business venture with somebody else, like maybe even just two vendors agreeing to share clients with each other or something. I say I'm doing this to preserve our relationship. I never want there to be something that was ambiguous, that maybe wasn't stated clearly, that ends up coming between us. So I want it all in writing to protect our relationship. So plan it out and make sure that you're both on the same page and with the same interest in starting a business. Consider this prenup partnership agreement a tool to insulate the relationship that you have from being damaged from a split. Finally, and really important, take your time planning with a partner. Don't push for a launch in 3 days. You'll begin to see their weaknesses and strengths, and it'll give you better insight into the long-term outlook of your relationship. A perfect example was a little while back, within the last year, I was looking at getting possibly into the security camera business, actually monitoring business. And I was really intrigued by this guy. He was just an A-game player kind of guy. And what I said to him is, you know what, I'm just going to, in my head, I said this, by the way, I'm just sort of going to work with him, not enter in any sort of strong agreement. I want to date him. So I dated him for 30 days. And to the day we sat down, I'm like, all right, let's finally put this to paper. Well, it didn't match up where he was at and where I was at. I wanted a 50-50 relationship. He did not want that. He wanted to give me 5%. We weren't even anywhere near the same page. And by the way, when we had first started quote unquote dating each other in this business relationship, the numbers that he had mentioned on a partnership were not anywhere near 5%. They were talking about that we have an equal relationship. Well, to me, that means a 50-50 split. Or you know what? Because he had more knowledge of the industry, even a 60-40 would have been more palatable. But anyway, I'm glad, I'm proud of myself for having done that. I just dated him for a while with it. So consider that, you know, because you really want to understand people and where they come from. So are you taking on a partner? That's a question for you. If so, why? What are they bringing, figuratively or literally, to the table that you absolutely can't, don't, or won't provide? Money, education, skill, knowledge, time, credibility, credit rating, connections, a certification or license? Have you really addressed the stuff that has been on your mind but is hard to talk about? Not just with a partner, if applicable, but also stuff with yourself. Cover these things now and put plans in place that force a positive outcome fueled by your ability to recognize your shortcomings. Know your own personal limits and those of your partners. Most of the limits and problems in a business are fueled by personal stuff. It's not that personal stuff is all bad. Heck, we all got that. But some of it may be issues with those that we're intimately involved with. Maybe you're married to a jealous spouse that'll certainly have a problem with you starting a nationwide trucking service gone on the road 6 nights a week. Maybe your mom lives nearby and requires your daily attention, of which would certainly come to a screaming halt if you open up that sign shop. Let's face it, people are more important than money. I'll repeat that. People are more important than money. If you don't think so, ask the lonely and bitter millionaire. You'll have to adjust your business model to suit your lifestyle and personality. This is the stuff, the personality, face the music stuff, that if addressed up front during the planning stages will reduce the likelihood of breakdowns and breakups of the company. One way to make life a little easier is to schedule in downtime to spend with friends and family and even alone. Whether you're making ceramic toy trains or starting a major manufacturing facility, be sure to review this entire program, either alone or again, if applicable, with your partner. If you do have a partner, don't do this program alone. The questions in the Lemonade Stand Simple program will air out not just the business stuff, but more importantly, the personal stuff. And I'm going to repeat that. If you do have a partner that's working with you on this, do this program together. Do this program together. Because it's going to force you guys to go through some of these awkward moments and conversations. The questions in the Lemonade Stand Simple program will air out not just the business stuff, but more importantly, the personal stuff. The plan's designed to make you think. Your decision to buy this program will be repaid many times over. Thrive Orchard is here to help make this happen for you. We're here to walk with you on this journey through and to great change and your potential. The audio should now end. Work through section Q10.